dear beautiful souls, welcome back to the Stacey Zelli podcast, where we talk about all things mindfulness, personal growth, self-care, and finding balance in our daily lives. I'm your host, Stacey, and today we're diving into a topic that's close to my heart, morning routines. Whether you're a morning person or someone who hits snooze a few too many times, this episode is for you. Have you ever wondered why some people seem to glide through their mornings full of energy and purpose, while others struggle to roll out of bed? Well, it's not magic. It's all about setting up a morning routine that works for you. So if your mornings feel a bit chaotic or rushed, stick around, because today we're going to explore how you can start your day with intention and turn those mornings around. All right, so let's talk about the why behind morning routines. There's actually some cool science backing it up. Studies have shown that when we start our day with a structured routine, it reduces stress and helps us feel more in control. It's like giving your day a gentle push in the right direction before you even begin. I love how Tim Ferriss, author of The 4-Hour Workweek, puts it. The morning is the most important part of your day because it sets the tone for everything that follows. So if you're feeling a bit overwhelmed or scattered lately, it might just be time to rethink how you start your mornings. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Do I need to have a super strict routine? Absolutely not. A morning routine should feel natural, not forced. It's not about following someone else's formula. It's about finding what feels good for you. So take a moment and reflect on your current mornings. Are you rushing out the door with a coffee in hand, or do you have a few peaceful moments to yourself before the day gets going? Personalizing your routine is the key here. Maybe you love starting your day with a quick workout, or perhaps you prefer a quiet moment with a book or meditation. The goal is to create something that leaves you feel centered and ready for whatever the day brings. Let's walk through a few ideas you might want to try. Exercise. Even 10 minutes of stretching or moving your body can lift your energy and mood. Meditation. Mindfulness or deep breathing can help you start the day feeling clear-headed and calm. Goal setting. Write down your top 3 priorities for the day. It's a simple way to stay focused and intentional. Healthy breakfast. Fuel your body with something nutritious so you've got the energy to take on the day. Okay, so we've got some ideas flowing, but how do we make it stick? Here's my advice. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire morning routine overnight. Baby steps are where the magic happens. Maybe today you start with just 5 minutes of meditation or stretching. Once you get comfortable, you can slowly add more elements that resonate with you. Set clear, simple goals for yourself, whether that's feeling less rushed in the mornings or having time to savor your tea or coffee without checking your phone. I find that having a little roadmap helps too. For example, you could begin with 10 minutes of gentle movement to wake up your body, follow that with a few minutes of journaling or setting intentions, and then spend 5 minutes meditating. And remember, it doesn't need to be perfect. If you're struggling to get up earlier, try placing your alarm across the room. That way, once you're up, you've already tackled the hardest part. I know it can help to hear real-life examples, so let me share a few with you. These are simple, effective routines that real people are using. The busy professional. They start the day with a quick workout, review their daily goals, and fuel up with a healthy breakfast before diving into work. The stay-at-home parent. They carve out a little quiet time for meditation before preparing a nutritious breakfast for the family, setting a peaceful tone for the day. The student. They begin with a morning jog to get the blood flowing, do a quick review of study notes, and enjoy a balanced breakfast before heading to class. And here's the secret. Your routine doesn't have to look like anyone else's to be effective. Take it from Mel Robbins, author of The 5-Second Rule. The key to any routine is making it your own. So whether it's 5 minutes or an hour, your routine should feel like you. Here's the best part. The benefits of a morning routine go way beyond just feeling more organized. Over time, you'll likely notice improvements in your mental clarity, better time management, and even stronger relationships. It's amazing what can happen when you start your day feeling grounded and intentional. So there you have it, some tips to creating a morning routine that feels right for you. Remember, the best routine is the one that aligns with your life, not someone else's. Start small, stay consistent, and watch how your mornings and your entire day begin to change for the better. If you found today's episode helpful or inspiring, I'd love for you to share it with a friend or someone who might need a little extra motivation in their mornings. And hey, if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the Stacey Zenly podcast so you never miss an episode. And remember, if you're just starting out with creating a routine, take it easy on yourself. It's all about progress, not perfection. Every small step you take towards a calmer, more centered morning is a win. So until next time, keep showing up for yourself and keep starting each day with the care and intention you deserve. You've got this. Thank you for being here, and I can't wait to chat with you again next time on the Stacey Zenly podcast. Have a beautiful day.